We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like the show, then tell a friend. Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Hey, it's Peyton. Yeah, they did it again.
Peyton Hillis.
Why the hell have Peyton Hillis on there on a goat farm and say they did it again?
Well,
they did what again?
I'll tell you why. Because if I said to you, which of the Madden covers do you really remember? It's the one with Peyton Hillis because he is the alien of the group of all of the guys who have ever graced the cover of the Madden video game.
Worst player ever on the cover of Madden.
By far.
Not close.
Not even
a little bit.
The guy had one, maybe two good years, and boy, did he look different from the way he looked at Arkansas. We're one to point fingers, but all you got to do is just look at the visual evidence. We're into the lunchtime hour, Gresh and Keefe, on this Thursday afternoon. Hello to all the network stations down in Providence, the Cape, Portland, Springfield, Keene, New Hampshire, Worcester, and of course, listening here in Boston on 93.7 FM. And anywhere you can get an internet connection on WEEI.com or the Odyssey app. And you're like, okay, what are you idiots going to do? You gamers, you dorks, you whatever. Look. The John Madden video game franchise
is the greatest thing ever.
Is arguably, I would say it's inarguable. It is the biggest sports video game franchise out there. It's probably one of the does it compare with Halo and Fork Knife and all that?
Well, there's been so many more versions of this than some of those other games. Like, because they just every season come out with a new game. Now, you can argue about, is that that much better than last year's or whatever? But as far as sales are concerned, Sean, it's got to be at the
monolith.
Top of the list, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Up there with, like, Mario properties. Like, it's
absolutely
insane.
Yeah. Right. So we're talking about one of the biggest like, John Madden has made more money from a video game than anything he ever did in football.
Mm-hmm.
But the cover of the Madden game has become, polarizing. It's been really a polarizing issue whenever the injuries were tied in. It was like that Sports Illustrated curse. And as you heard in the little teaser there, that the indication was there were going to be two goats on the cover
two goats.
Of Madden 22.
So we sniffed this out.
Yeah.
We knew Brady was going to be on there. You can't say goat without having Tom Brady. It's just too... He's the one that's most closely associated with that nickname or that phrase more than even like Jordan and other guys. It's like, is LeBron or Jordan the best? Like, there's that conversation. But for some reason, Tom Brady's gotten the GOAT name to him. And so you knew he was going to be on there. He just won the Super Bowl, for God's sake. So he was going to be on there. But two GOATs? First of all, you don't know what GOAT means if there's two GOATs. Especially if they're the same position.
Very fair.
You can't be the greatest of all time, and this person also is the greatest of all time. Doesn't make any sense. So we speculated the other day that it could be Brady and Jerry Rice, or Brady and...
maybe Montana.
Montana, but even then, it's two quarterbacks, but at least it's a guy who, that
it
was
the
debate
GOAT
at one point.
Who has been surpassed by the current GOAT.
Right.
Or Brady and Gronk.
Sure. I'd even be, or Charles Woodson, who's going into the Hall of Fame. I don't know if Megatron would qualify for that, but you know what I'm saying. Something like that.
Shime's in there scratching himself like there's a charcuterie board in wraps waiting to be unwrapped and dug into.
What we got was probably right in front of our eyes the entire time.
Yep.
Maybe the most obvious thing, The Madden 22 cover will be Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes.
I
got a bone to
pick. I just vomited everywhere.
Now, Madden not getting too creative because Brady was on the cover of Madden 18 and Mahomes was on the cover of Madden 20. And now they're both back for Madden 22. But just, so I'll let Shime freak out in a second because Shime thinks Mahomes is just overrated. I'm not going to go there, but I will understand if you think somebody who's been in the league for 4 years is already the greatest of all time, that is insanity.
That's my biggest issue.
That's crazy talk.
Absurd.
And if he won the Super Bowl last year against Brady, I think you have a little bit more. He's still not the greatest of all time, but you have a little bit more of a case to put him on there next to Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, he still has one Super Bowl. Brady has seven. Like, you lost track of how many Brady has.
Right.
And Brady's won more Super Bowls than seasons Patrick Mahomes has played so far. So how that they're like two goats is crazy. But Shyam, go ahead.
So it infuriates me to no end that so Madden, this is Madden's tweet, right?
Okay, yep.
Two Super Bowl champions, two NFL MVPs, two-time Madden cover athletes, the greatest cover of all time, and it is the Madden 22 MVP edition.
That's now, here's the tweet.
Here's my thing. If it's the MVP edition, why don't we put the guys with the most MVPs up there, which would be Tom Brady and no, not Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers. Right. He has three of them.
Mm-hmm. He won it last year. The MVP edition doesn't have last year's MVP on the cover.
So that's my first
thing.
Second of all, if you want to call it the MVP edition, let's put everybody that's won an MVP award on there.
Everybody?
That means Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes,
yeah.
Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers, all still active players. All have an MVP award.
It's a lot of checks.
Cam Newton on the cover.
Well, that's a lot of checks to cut. But that's the problem.
But there's six guys with MVPs still in the league.
But then you have to do Super Bowl MVP as well.
Is there also six MVPs active in the league right now?
That is correct.
That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, six.
Well, because, you know, Brady and Rodgers have won multiples. Mm-hmm. But that's still, I would guess, more active MVPs. But great stats, Shime. Keep going.
And so two Super Bowl champions. Well, Patrick Mahomes only has one.
Right.
Tom Brady has seven with two different teams.
Right.
How does that equate?
No, you know what? Shime, I'm with you on this in terms of now the whole, like, is Mahomes overrated? He is. From the standpoint, and I know where Shine's going with this. Yes!
Historically.
He's not a historical figure in the game yet.
Do you want to know statistically the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, who everybody hates on? It's one Super Bowl. That's it. One ring, one championship, one game is what separates these two guys. They both have MVP awards. They both win a crap ton of games.
What about
they
Super
both
Bowl appearances, record-breaking though? Not seasons. Just Super Bowl, but also Super Bowl appearances.
Okay.
AFC championships, I would say. A little bit more advantage Mahomes.
Okay, I mean, if you want to go Super Bowl appearances then, too, Tom Brady now has, what, nine?
Yeah, he's been there a few times.
Ten? I forgot,
nine.
He lost three
nine.
Times.
Two.
Not
oh,
twice.
No.
He lost three.
He can't even keep track.
Right.
That's the point.
Ten.
That's my point. This is stupid.
Three,
this is
ten,
the, and
five,
this is why
seven?
I have grown such a vitriol
yes.
for these Patrick Mahomes people, is because you morons can't just pump the freaking brakes.
Nope.
Let's slow down for 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
This guy isn't God's gift to earth. He's just a guy who came into the league when offense exploded for one of the best offensive minded coaches in football history.
Mm-hmm.
You guys need to relax.
Easy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Preach.
Aaron Rodgers. R-E-L-A-X.
Yeah.
Relax.
I hear you.
Preach.
See, I'm with you on all that.
And that's why I say Patrick Mahomes is overrated.
And to your point, Shime, it takes away from how good Mahomes really is when people want to try to jam him into the Brady, Montana, Rodgers conversation right now.
Yeah.
And to the point that Shime made, man, if you're Aaron Rodgers, remember he went on, you know, he's real petty. We know Aaron Rodgers.
A bit.
He did that, the interview for the match that's coming up, and he wore the shirt, "I'm offended." That's what he should be offended by, is that people are trying to put Patrick Mahomes into what is rightfully his spot right behind Tom Brady.
And you want to know who right now statistically is the same as Patrick Mahomes by every statistical measure that isn't Super Bowls and playoff wins?
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan freaking Tannehill!
Yeah, I know. They have, like, oddly similar numbers. I know.
Free the beast, Sean!
I know. I hear you.
free the beast.
He had one season he throws for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, and everybody's like, oh, he's the greatest ever.
But what's also funny to me is people referred to Kurt Warner as kind of a flash in the pan because he only started like a bunch of seasons, or like not that many, but it's still more than Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
This hour's code word is bottle, B-O-T-T-L-E. Text bottle to 72881 now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. So Shimey's going nuts on the whole cover of the Madden 2022, because it's always a year ahead, right? Like, even though the 21 season is coming up,
yeah, it's
Madden
what
22.
Year, like, the Super Bowl will be played.
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, there yeah. you go. They go by Super Bowls. And now, is the Madden cover that big a deal?
For Pete's sake.
That you're going to sit there and be like, oh, my God, are people freaking out about it? Here's all I'll tell you. If this controversy, let's say,
yeah.
was in the NBA... guys would want to get traded over it.
Oh,
seriously.
People would be freaking out. No, but I think
those babies would go nuts if they weren't on the cover of NBA, 2K, whatever number it is.
I do think the players care, though, about it, even in the NFL.
Oh,
I think it's,
yeah.
it's a big deal to them. I think when they did like different reveal parties for whether it was like Odell Beckham or Gronk or going all the way back to Calvin Johnson, I remember they made you know a really big deal out of it because all the players play it in the league. You know,
God.
And then when like if they're on the cover, like it's a pretty big deal. Like they care about what the Madden ratings are. Like guys will bitch about
I'm
a 90 speed, like I'm a 95 speed. Like they care, so they clearly care who's on the cover.
Was it Chris Johnson was complaining? Oh, I only got 99 speed.
Like,
I should be 100.
Yeah, right. Like all right.
I don't think anybody has ever does they.
Yeah, they did.
Do they give hundreds now? Or like Cheetah might have got one. Right?
Tyreek Hill might have. Devin Hester might have in his prime. I think they actually did give out a couple hundreds at some point, right, Chime? I think a couple guys.
Yeah, they had a couple years where they were like, oh, we're gonna give out hundreds. But Devin Hester had one. I want to say Darrell Revis might have even had one at one point. Something
or overall, maybe his overall rating.
Oh, here you go. Devin Hester. Few players have developed a reputation in the kick return game. Blah blah blah. The reputation came to a head where Hester got a 100 speed rating in Madden 08.
The classic. Well, all right, good for him. Yeah, so but that's pretty rare. But those guys complain about that as bragging rights and all that stuff. But yeah, I just think. To call it either the GOAT edition or the MVP edition is stupid.
Like, I just, it's so tough because you mentioned Kurt Warner. If you look at Kurt Warner and Patrick Mahomes' careers over the first 4 years, mm-hmm. they're basically identical. Mm-hmm. Like, Kurt Warner had his first full season starting, 4,800 yards, lit the league on fire. He won a Super Bowl, made it to another loss to the Patriots, was an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. He had
two-time MVP. He was better.
His
first 3 years were better than
he's
Mahomes.
A Hall of Famer, but he's underrated all time, Kurt Warner.
But
yeah,
like,
but part of it
but
is...
But people didn't talk about Warner like he was the greatest of all time after 4 years.
He didn't become Montana.
No.
Right.
But he had a bizarre career.
They weren't comparing him to a guy who won 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Yeah,
it's,
I don't know what it is.
And that's where the overrated part of the Mahomes piece comes from in terms of the anger in that you recognize the guy's a good player.
Yes.
But come on now. Like, we're elevating him as if he's 35 years old and his career is already like Aaron Rodgers.
But where we do differ, though, is I think he is the best current quarterback, where Shime doesn't even give him that.
I don't either.
See, you guys don't. See, I think I don't know who's better than him.
I would... So, if I was doing my 2021 season quarterback rankings, I'd put him number one right now.
Oh, you would?
Yes, this season.
Oh, so you changed.
So
okay.
Last season I had Russell Wilson. After last season I watched, I would put Patrick Mahomes number one.
Oh, okay.
Like,
all right.
I recognize that he is a very talented, very good quarterback, one of which we haven't seen a lot of in our years.
No.
But he isn't a GOAT. He's not even close.
No, that's insane. How many years do you have to play, do you think, to even be considered in that kind of category?
10.
You think that many?
Yeah,
at
you got to have. Yeah,
10,
you got
to
have a 10-year.
See, I was thinking eight.
Like, look. Let me ask you this. Is Aaron Donald the greatest defensive lineman of all time?
Yeah,
he might be. So think about it, though.
It's close.
He's had an eight. But if that guy, who I think has played in the league now, he's going into his ninth year, and he's been like first team all pro 7 times, I think, out of his
so
9 years.
He's played 7 years.
All right, 7 years. And
but I would say, yes, he might be the best defensive tackle of all time.
But we're not there yet.
Rob Gronkowski, I think, is the best tight end ever. And even 2 years ago, I thought that. And he had played at that point, what, 8 or 9 years? That's plenty. Now, quarterback, a little bit different. And I think the longevity of quarterback you kind of get into. But I think 8's probably a good baseline. Other than that, you're like, all right, you know, is he Gale Sayers or is he, you know, Megatron or like these guys? It's a little bit different conversation.
Plus there are some guys who sort of like, I don't want to say lap the field. To me, the greatest defensive lineman of all time is Reggie White.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, and
that's who I would have argued.
Like, yeah, Reggie, sure, okay.
Well, that's fine.
But Donald's probably number two.
And Donald is up there. There is no question. But again, Aaron Donald isn't done yet. If Aaron Donald plays at this level, and for those who don't know, Aaron Donald, defensive tackle of the Los Angeles Rams, if Aaron Donald puts up three more years like he has to this point, then he's in the Reggie White territory because he won't have lapped the field, but he's got a good half-lap lead on almost everybody else who's come through the NFL, and there have been some great players who have, you know, I mean, arguably for me, the greatest defensive player of any position of all time would be Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
Reggie White is right in that neighborhood, but it's really funny. We never hear about the GOAT defensive player ever is Lawrence Taylor. And yet when you look at him, Lawrence Taylor was the single most devastating pass rusher the league has ever seen, even above Reggie White. But he wasn't as complete, in my opinion, as Reggie White. And, of course, the issues shortened his career. Therefore, people think of Lawrence Taylor as a guy who was just doing blow and a great player versus someone who should be immortalized and thought of in a great way.
And a good
way.
Actor. He was exceptional any given
too.
Sunday. But I also think that people, for the most part, the who's the greatest of all time debates have to be a little bit more simplistic. And that's why it's quarterback is like the main one. And then to a lesser degree, wide out running back. I don't think defensively you hear a lot of people passionate. Like the casual fan is not going to argue with you on who the best D tackle is.
Because we're so offensive.
Or even
right.
linebacker, because then you get into like, well, this guy had like this many sacks. And you're like, well, that wasn't what this guy even really did. And then like it's muddy.
People love Singletary, who was right. Where I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Comparing MVP awards and passing touchdowns is a lot easier for people to wrap their heads around. And that's why you see Mahomes win an MVP and a Super Bowl in his first 3 years. And it's just so quick to be like, well, he's got to be. But then you're like, well, wait a minute. Other guys have also won an MVP and a Super Bowl. Like, he's not unique in that way.
Patrick Mahomes.
It's too much of it is projection.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he's on this pace, then sure. But there's a long way to go because by your metric, he needs to start for 7 more years. By mine, it's 5 more years. Look, he's got to get there first.
Look at the second half of Kurt Warner's career. He was on the same projection, and he fell apart.
He was so weird because he didn't come into the league right away, and he was great with the Rams, and then he was like a backup for a stretch, and then he had that resurrection with Arizona.
Well, you got to remember, too, he had that thumb injury that he tried to play through, and if you go back on the Kurt Warner run, like that was when he was with the Giants, where his thumb went bad on him, and then it was he got it fixed, and once he got it fixed,
yeah, he's great in Arizona.
He had that resurgence in Arizona. You know, it's just insulting on principle to elevate Patrick Mahomes above Aaron Rodgers. Like, for me, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are tied for the two best quarterbacks in the league right now, and then you start to get the rest of the list. We're enamored.
Wait, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are the two best?
Oh, my God. The two best QBs in the league right now? Yeah. Wow. Because here's the thing.
See, I think Mahomes is better than Brady.
Why do people overrate Pat Mahomes? Because he's a guy who, while he's not a runner, he moves around in the pocket. He makes one-legged throws, all that kind of stuff. And again, it's look at what has happened in certain games. We've seen him struggle against the Patriots. You saw him struggle against Tampa. Like, with even in the Super Bowl losses with Brady, the one to the Giants, they really didn't have a chance in the end. But God dang, but you know what Tom Brady did do in the fourth quarter of two Super Bowls that he lost? He gave the team the lead.
Sure, but I mean,
Mahomes couldn't even sniff it. That game was 28-9 in the fourth quarter, or whatever.
Yeah, true. I mean, but we also saw the difference that for Brady when he had a good team around him and a not so good team around him. Like he all of a sudden looked incredibly average 1 year, and then all of a sudden, oh, you have Evans and Godwin and Brown and Gronk, and oh, okay, your team's a whole lot different. And I know Mahomes has great guys around him too, but either way, I mean, they're both in the mix of that part.
The era also has to be taken into context because with where Patrick Mahomes started his career, like the reason no one's ever going to touch Brady is because he really played through two distinctly different generations of the NFL. When Tom Brady came in to where he got to and where the league got to in 2010, is completely different than the league that Pat Mahomes came into a couple years ago, where it was no grabbing on defense, really made for offense.
Yeah.
When you look at some of the stuff that Brady did, given the rules that were going on, like the 07 season, no quarterback touches that ever when you put it into context of what the league was at that
point.
But
I also, I think to that point too, like how many of these young quarterbacks that do throw for 50 touchdowns are ever going to win a Super Bowl where their defense was actually better than their offense?
I mean, it's,
whereas Brady had that luxury, at least early in his career.
There's no doubt.
Whereas Mahomes, if he ends up winning, may say he wins three. Chances are it's going to be offensive driven for those three. So then how do you weigh all that?
Well, I know this, that if Brady had a good defense and they're going to take, and some of the credit might get sucked out of that, putting up 50 touchdowns against those types of defenses during that year in 07,
yep,
then that's where I got to give Brady extra credit. Because if it works against him that he had a good defense, what were the defenses that he was going up against, you know, in that 07 year?
It was a little bit less, because this was all the Bill Polian. It was like 05 or 04, wasn't it? After the Colts had lost a bunch of times, they sort of started to tweak the rules.
Pat Mahomes has played against nickel defenses his whole career because that's what the league has become. Whereas Tom Brady was dealing with real defensive linemen who could slow down the run a little bit, but God dang, they were great pass rushers. And when and I know, again, the whole they lost that perfect season, but with 2 minutes to go, they're up 14-10. Could you ask for anything more from Tom Brady other than to give the team
the
lead?
Well, yeah, you ask for more than 14
and turn
points.
Turn it over the D.
The best offense in football, you can ask for more than 14 points.
But
so
again,
you
it's,
could.
The, but it's the lead. But in terms of the context of evaluating that, lead, full field to go, 2.5 minutes to go, Tom Brady put him in position to win,
I mean,
whatever happened to the defense happened to the defense.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you should have scored more points. He even made a joke that, you know, Plexico Burress thought they were only going to score 17. He's like, 17? Like, they didn't even get to that number. So, I mean, they could have scored more points. I don't think it's going to come down to stats, though, when you're comparing these guys, because to your point, it is getting a little silly now compared to what it was then. But that's where why wins have become a quarterback stat. It is, more so than any other position, and you're going to look at that. And Mahomes is at least on that path where he's just going to have winning record after winning record, which separates him from guys like Drew Brees and some of these other, or you know, even like a Roethlisberger. Like, if you're just always winning your division, that's what Brady does. That's what Wilson, for the most part, did. And then I think it's also going to be how many MVPs and how many like all pros, because even if all the stats change, it's sort of the easiest metric to look at. Like, how many years was Brady a top five quarterback in the league? How many years is Mahomes, has he been, and how many years will he be? But it's just, it's way too much guesswork at this point.
Well, then we're also, then if we're going to go on a lot of those numbers and top five, this and that, then I guess Matt Stafford's going to enter the conversation at some point.
No, he's not.
Because
I didn't say numbers. I'm not saying, so at the end of each year, you have a first team all pro, a second team all pro, and then you can look at some of the quarterback or some of the Pro Bowlers if you want. But there's every year there's top five quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford is not really a top five quarterback most years. I don't know if he ever has been. Maybe once.
No.
Maybe his very best year. It doesn't come down. I'm not saying who led the league in passing yards or touchdowns. Throw that out. It's like, who were the best quarterbacks each year? Whereas Brady, Manning, Rodgers, every single year that they're in the league and healthy, they were in the top
five. Even Brees, you can put in that conversation. And I know you think
in and out. I would say in and out.
But like, my thing too is can we just stop on projecting Patrick Mahomes as one of the greatest of all times until he, I don't know, passes a guy like Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger for Super Bowl wins?
No, because he's like, electric shime and he runs around and has a big
eye. He's falling down and he threw a ball into the stands like
right.
He's Josh Allen.
To that point, when Russell Wilson won his first Super Bowl, didn't everybody kind of assume he was going to win another one? That's kind of the assumption. And he hasn't. And so I think with
Aaron Rodgers.
And
he still hasn't even won a second.
That's true. No, that's true, but Wilson and Mahomes won theirs when they were even younger. So my point is, like, you see how much football they have left. You're like, all right, they're going to win more. And then another year goes by. All right, well, that wasn't the year. Another year goes by. Oh, they got a new coach or they got a new coordinator. Another year goes by, and you're like, wait a minute. So we assumed Russell Wilson was going to go down as one of the most winningest quarterbacks because he wins a pile of regular season games. But if you don't win those Super Bowls, then it's – and again, Brady is just so far out in front of the field that it's just stupid to even...
Exactly right. And you're right. It's stupid to even put someone beside him. And yeah, the guy who might have the best case might still be Joe Montana.
And I'd like to see what Patrick Mahomes would do with an 06 Patriots roster that Tom Brady almost took to the Super Bowl.
Well, someday you will. I mean, you will.
I will when that big contract kicks in.
I was going to say, Travis Kelce's old.
And Andy Reid retires. Maybe we'll
see
what happens.
You'll see.
Yeah, if you're Eric Bieniemy now, you're better off staying in Kansas City and just riding it out, right? Because Andy Reid ain't going to coach Pat Mahomes for his whole career. At least you wouldn't think.
No, probably not. No, no.
Like
no.
If you're Eric Bieniemy, it's probably worth it for you to hang around in Kansas City. Not that he wouldn't take a head coaching job. Don't get me wrong. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he'd signed up to go to a bad team. Is it better to be the offensive coordinator with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I'd milk that a little longer.
Right. Or go
bad.
To.
I guess it depends.
Go to Cincinnati.
Like, I got Joe Burrow.
They do have Joe Burrow and a bad owner. And an owner who doesn't like to spend money.
Yeah,
but I'm with Shime on this, and I'll tell you, the guy who should be pissed is Aaron Rodgers. If you're putting goats on the cover and Aaron Rodgers isn't in that mix, at least right now.
Well, he's a complicated fella.
Well, he is a complicated fella. That is exactly. And maybe, just maybe, Patrick Mahomes is a jolly fella. So that's why he gets nods like this.
They should have said when they were advertising this that it was one goat and one cartoon rooster.
That's a cheap shot, his appearance.
No, it's his voice, but Foghorn Leghorn.
He sounds like a rooster?
He sounds like Foghorn Leghorn.
He doesn't sound like...
No, he sounds like Ray Romano.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog. Yeah, Ray Romano. Like
maybe it looks more like a rooster.
Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah, you know.
It sounded like to me, Foghorn Leghorn.
Like a southern...
I'll say, hey, dog.
Yeah, he doesn't sound anything like
sounds like a southern sharecropper more than a...
Sounds like Michael Plum.
Right, maybe it's the hair.
Yeah, it very much is there. Right. Oh, and by the way, somebody was like, oh, it's Belichick and Brady on the cover, dummies.
Yeah, it's not Belichick's scene.
Well, and of course, so the real dummy is the texter, because Bill Belichick has never been in any Madden game. He's under N.E. coach, and that ain't him. It's more like Matt Patricia that they got in there under N.E. coach in
Maybe
terms of the ratings
he's here,
and
so he's
stuff.
Just being Madden.
Well, there you go.
He
could just
coach.
Be in Madden. Yeah. Exactly. We're going to get into the real choice for Brad Stevens coming up. And I think you'll dig the discussion. But now that Shime has freed the beast, now he can trend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Watch Gresh and Keith.
My ass is sublime.
Just go to WEEI.com/watch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Hawks down six. Young with the ball. Milton on him. Gets by him on the screen. Here he goes. And Young scores again. Two possession game. Young the floater. And gets it to go. It's a 2-point game. Late clock here. Down to four. Gallinari. Big shot for the Hawks. And this is going to be an Atlanta victory in Game 5. What a comeback.
Boy, those choking dogs down in Philly, huh?
Unbelievable.
Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. Hey, the doctor's here. We're going to play some defense now.
No,
we're not. We're going to lose. You know, I saw this stat earlier today that in the last 2 years, 5 of the 8 biggest playoff individual game collapses over the last 2 years have been Doc Rivers' coach team.
No surprise at all. Wildly overrated. The most overrated coach, I think, that there's at least of modern era.
The Patrick Mahomes of coaching?
Yes. Well, no. Doc Rivers, like, he didn't want to be a part of a rebuild in Boston.
That's right.
Said he bled green and all this nonsense. Went to the Clippers.
Well, he bled green because he got green from the Clippers.
That's true. He did. But he never made the conference finals.
Never.
Brad Stevens, for all the crap we give him, made the conference finals 3 times.
And he's a bum. Supposedly.
Well, supposedly.
I'm kidding.
Doc Rivers had Chris Paul, All-NBA, Blake Griffin, All-NBA, DeAndre Jordan, All-NBA, Kawhi Leonard, All-NBA, Paul George, All-NBA, never, ever made the conference finals. He is now the number one seed in the East, going up against the Atlanta Hawks in the second round. They're at home. They have a 20-plus point lead, and they are just, you know, dominating that game, and they choke it away. They are now down 3-2 to the Hawks with, again, you know, an all-NBA player in Joel Embiid. And here's the ultimate defense is overrated kind of stat. I think the Sixers have three all-NBA defensive players. Didn't Simmons, Embiid, and Thibel all make either first or second team? I believe all three are on there.
I think so, yes.
And you give up 40 points in a fourth quarter playoff game. Like, what the hell? Like, if you're so good at defense, Trae Young, John Collins, those guys. That game was crazy. That never even should have been close. But you got Nate McMillan over there on the other side saying, you know what? We'll put Ben Simmons on the line. And watching that guy, even if you don't like Ben Simmons, it's kind of uncomfortable to watch a guy suck so bad at the free throw line. You got millions of people watching him, and he's supposed to be this great all-star player. Brick, brick, brick. He went 4 of 14 at the line. And it really shouldn't be a free throw contest. There's so much more to the game. But as simple as this, point guard for the Hawks, Trae Young, 17 of 19 at the free throw line. Point guard for the Sixers, Ben Simmons, 4 of 14. And the final score was a three-point game, 109-106. That guy missed 10 free throws. Nobody's asking you to be 90%, right? Nobody's Steve Nash.
No, but be respectable.
I would say even respectable is got to be 70, 75, right?
If he were 9 of 14, you could at least look at it and say,
all right,
okay,
you'll take
I can
him,
live
whatever.
With that.
You'll say
okay.
Whatever. Not everybody's going to be great. And that's
not
the other thing, too.
4 of 14 and standing there.
And he sucks, though, overall. Like, I liked Ben Simmons coming out.
You're
I liked
out
ben
on
Simmons.
Him now, aren't you?
I'm out. I'm
You're
way
with
out.
Me.
I'm way out on Ben Simmons because, or at least the team needs to be different around him. Because they talked about this on TNT before. Like, Shaquille O'Neal couldn't shoot free throws.
Right.
But he dominated the game start to almost finish.
Yep.
And then had Kobe or D-Wade to sort of, hey, if we need to go to the free throw line, those two guys will do it. But if a guy misses 10 free throws, but he puts up 35 and 15, okay. Like, Shaq could do it. Whereas if Ben Simmons, who went 2 of 4 from the field, because he's too afraid to shoot because they're going to foul him. And then when they get in the bonus, they just put him on the line. So he went 2 of 4 from the field. He had 8 points. Like, he's not dominating the game. He's a good defensive player, but he's not dominating the game at all. So I think this, in a weird way, really benefits the Boston Celtics. Because Damian Lillard is potentially up for trade, right? There's maybe a trade out there for Lillard,
right.
Maybe. And two teams that I think should be interested would be Philadelphia and Boston. Philadelphia's best piece would be Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Boston's best piece, again, Tatum and Embiid aren't going anywhere. So the best tradable piece would be Ben Simmons or Jaylen Brown.
I like Jaylen Brown.
Wouldn't everybody in the NBA at this point rather have Jaylen Brown when you see Ben Simmons? He's too flawed. It's not just, he doesn't shoot threes. Like Russell Westbrook and Giannis, well, Giannis takes too many. But Russell Westbrook doesn't really shoot well from three. But at least he can get to the line. He can make free throws. Like, Giannis isn't a great free throw shooter, but I want to say he's like high 60s, maybe 70. It's not a joke like Ben Simmons.
Well, we're going to revisit this because in listening to you talk about Simmons and Giannis, there is a similarity there that I wonder if it really works in the NBA. But what we've also stumbled into here is you had the coach in Nate McMillan,
mm-hmm.
great strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you also got the guy like Ben Simmons where it's, hey, this guy should be better than what he is, and we saw Trae Young ball out. So what's more important for Brad Stevens, picking the right head coach or making the right roster shakeup slash trade?
So this might surprise you. I think it's actually the coach, and here's why.
Interesting.
Because I think you need to keep Jason Tatum happy. And in over the next 5 years, in my humble opinion, Jason Tatum will do more to sign and recruit players to Boston than Brad Stevens will. So if Brad Stevens gets a coach that Jason Tatum likes, respects, wants to play for, it's an even easier sell job for Tatum. Who's the better recruiter? Brad Stevens calling somebody up and be like, hey, we might be able to slide you in here at the mid-level, or Jason Tatum over in Tokyo saying, you know where you need to come in 2 years when you're a free agent? Come to Boston. We'll have a max deal available. Kemba's going to be gone. You show up here. It's all about Tatum, and I think it'll be easier to make Tatum happy with a head coach that he likes rather than who can we get for Marcus Smart or how can we dump Kemba Walker's salary. So in a weird way, I'm going to go coach.
You can text us 37937. What's the more important decision for Brad Stevens, picking the right head coach or making the right roster shakeup?
What do you think?
And, well, you and I are sharing a brain.
Oh, okay.
Because I think what a guy like Nate McMillan has proven is that you can have all the talent in the world, but you got to have the guy who can motivate or move them. And I think off your Tatum point, he gets them in the door. Tatum gets him in the door.
Yeah.
Then it's up to Brad and everybody else in the organization to say, here's the behind the scenes reason why you want to be here. Here's what we're all about. I know it's stupid, but the whole Celtic pride thing, right? You play into that as much as you can. But you're right. Tatum gets him in the door, and then there's got to be the closer. And the head coach, more than I think Brad Stevens, has the ability to be that closer in recruiting that talent. Because you're right, if you just get caught, hell, you're just reading in the old off-air show. Apparently Zion Williamson wants out.
Already wants out, or his family members. This is how it starts, though.
That's right.
So according to, I think, The Athletic, a couple of family members want Zion out of New Orleans because they don't like how the team is built around him.
Mm.
Keep in mind, Zion's been there for 2 years.
That's right.
And
Brandon
Ingram is a pretty damn good player. Lonzo Ball's not terrible. Like I don't know what they're really expecting there. But that job's not as valuable.
Kawhi's uncle. That's what's going on.
Yeah, maybe,
it's Zion's uncle. Yeah. Kawhi's uncle.
Smoke, there's fire. So Zion probably does want out. So if you look at all these coaching jobs, maybe Tatum and Brown want out, but they haven't made that public. They haven't said that at all. Whereas I feel like Lillard, there's something there. I feel like the guys in Washington, there's something there. And now with Zion. So the Celtics should have the pick of the group. They should be able to get whatever head coach they want. I don't think somebody's like, nope, I'm going to New Orleans and deal with this headache with Zion right now. They should be able to get whoever they want. And we'll see if that ends up pushing them over the top. Because, oh, by the way, like sneaky in the NBA or the Eastern playoffs, Philly and Milwaukee, they might have two of the more, well, obviously Brooklyn's super talented, but it's very top heavy, and right now they have injuries. Philly and Milwaukee probably have a little bit more depth, really good starting lineups, but both of their coaches are just getting in the way. Rivers and Budenholzer are not helping those teams out at all. Those are two teams that could be in prime position to, they need to find the guy that pushed them over the top.
See, I wonder if a part of the problem are guys like Simmons and Giannis. And we'll get to that after your next chance at $1,000 coming up at 110 here with Gresh and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network, WEEI.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe is the show Twitter, at Keefe21, you get Rich, you get me, at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H. Up next, let's slow down for a little slow burn right around the way.
Follow us on Twitter.
That's not fair, but yeah.
At Gresh Keefe, at Keefe21, at The Real Gresh, and always at WEEI.
Did the show move too fast for you this week?
I have a crippling fear of snakes.
Then let's
slow it down.
No, you put it on the toilet. You try to poop through it.
Can't hit the strings.
Welcome to this week's Gresh and Keefe
Slow Burn.
12:50. It is Thursday, and it's time for Slow Burn, brought to you by Brennan's Smoke Shop, locations in Mass and coming soon to New Hampshire. Our buddy Jeff Brennan out there. We love you, Jeff. And time to make you laugh and slow down.
All right, a couple things for you this week. Let's start out with a conversation we were having about pet names. We're discussing different pet names. I think we are all, or John, you're not. I think three out of four of us are pet owners currently. Or do you have a fish or something?
No, I got nothing.
Turtle?
I got nothing.
Hamster?
Nothing. Okay. Oh, my roommate has a gerbil / hamster / guinea pig. I don't know which one it is.
That's weird. So
he's got a turtle, just not a living one.
I almost lived with a girl. I almost lived with a girl who had a pet rat.
So dumb.
We did not go through with it.
I was going to say, certain apartments around the city here, you probably have a pet
rat. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
It's like, my roommate has a pet gerbil. We never see it, though. Anyway,
down in Cranston, Rhode Island, they got an issue with the rats. Yeah.
Stop. All right. Anyway, pet names. Anybody who names their animal just the name of the animal and it wasn't named by like a 1 or 2 year old, a red flag.
Just... I named my fish Mr. Fish one time.
Yeah.
How old were you? 9.
Too old.
I had a pet snail, Rich. Can you guess what its name was?
Snail.
It was Dr. Legs.
Slowy. Stop. All that's horrible.
I also had a fish named Scales once. Ironically, lost all his scales and then died.
Wait a minute. I was so annoyed by the direction that you two put the conversation in that we never went back and unpacked that. How did he lose his scales?
I don't know. He
scales just came off.
Yeah, they were just falling off.
And he was just
off.
A skeleton fit. You don't just lose your scales.
Did you have in the
no,
toilet?
No, I'm telling you.
Like, what kind of water was this thing swimming in?
He's in a lava lamp.
I think somebody might have
the
shaved
him. The vet gave
us
like special drops to put in.
You took a fish to the vet?
No, we called the vet asking. We're like, is this normal?
They're like, throw it in the toilet, give the old flush-a-rooski.
That's what my mom ended up doing.
Yeah, yeah. This was before he was an amateur zoologist and knew what to do with every animal situation.
I wasn't even 10 yet, guys. Come
Hi,
on.
Doctor. Yes, I have a goldfish here. He's dead and look great. Yeah, he's probably dead.
And then, can you imagine little 9-year-old Chris with his, like, juice box crying in the background? Mom, no!
She's like, you can have an extra cookie, Chris. And then he was fine.
Go back to the kitchen, Diabito.
We'll play some Pokemon.
You're all good. Well, speaking of cookies, on the Greg Hill Show this week, our friend Jermaine Wiggins was discussing the topic of Oreos.
I would prefer chocolate chip cookies ahead of Oreos. I would prefer the caramel delights.
That's a different family of cookies.
Yeah, you're talking about homemade versus
no.
Store-bought.
No, I mean Chips Ahoy.
You prefer Chips Ahoy to Oreos?
Yep.
That is wrong.
What is wrong with you?
The, what are the one? The Keebler Elves cookies? Can I say that or is that like, did I offend somebody?
You can still use the term elf, I think.
The graham cracker cookie. You know, the
graham cracker is better than the Oreo?
It's covered in chocolate. Toll House, I believe it's Toll House, they do a graham cracker cookie covered in chocolate. Really good.
Okay. Well said by Jermaine. Like a bit of a cookie expert.
I didn't realize that saying Keebler Elf was some
Can
sort
I say
of
that?
Right.
He has to catch himself.
I didn't. It's not like we're talking about Skylo Lowe and saying midget wrestler versus little person wrestler.
Nope. Yeah, I think it's all good.
And if the elves are whipping up those cookies, nobody's going to be offended.
No.
Call them what they are.
They're
damn
elves.
Good cookie makers. So.
They're also
what they are.
Animated.
Well,
really
that's
good.
Well, Chime, just look up Tom and Jerry and the way people freaked out over that, and you'll understand why that almost doesn't matter anymore. Because people, seriously, like I couldn't contextually, I couldn't put into context for a kid that a mouse and a cat in a cartoon might do some things that you normally wouldn't see with a mouse and a cat, because that's where we're at in society, that we can't look
cancel
at
them, culture.
Right? Like
they
can't,
got Pepe Le Pew.
No, right, of course. Like
they got Keurig.
Like Bugs Bunny did not always forget to take the left turn at Albuquerque, but apparently he must be like some sort of village driving idiot that he screwed it up all the time. And if you think he burrows in the ground that far, you're a moron as well.
Next thing we're going to do is outlaw Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Like, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, Acme, nope, God forbid. Can't have
attempted murder.
I loved those cartoons.
Every time.
Did you used to watch the Bugs Bunny cartoons? Well, I didn't know if you were still of the age
or
not.
Oh, no, I did. I definitely did.
Because I figured television
Marvin the Martian?
Pulled
hilarious.
Them off. Oh.
Hilarious. He was always on the Martian, wasn't he?
Great, yeah. Flintstones, awesome. But yep, then again, that. You know, but big rock quarry is going to have an issue, so you can't have the Flintstones on anymore either.
It's a problem.
Anyway, there you go. There's your Slow Burn, brought to you by Brennan Smoke Shop. Locations in Mass and coming soon to New Hampshire. A former big leaguer tells us why taking away spider tack is such a big deal. And I have a question for Keith on guys like Ben Simmons and Giannis Antetokounmpo and their success or lack thereof in the playoffs. That's next.
A red flag.
Just... I named my fish Mr. Fish one time.
Yeah.
How old were you?
9.
Too old.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.